The performance. The result was not the best. The performance was really good. Defensively top. We defended with 10 players. Everyone did an amazing effort to close spaces and to be organized. And we could stop such a dangerous team like they are. When we had the ball, we were very comfortable. The four attacking players, they were great in movement. They were good in possession. They were good in runs into the box. We had the two biggest chances of the game. So the performance was very, very good. I think we deserve more than 1 point.
I was going to say, because is there a little bit of disappointment because you played so well that you didn't get all 3 points?
We deserve more than the point. If it was possible, I would say 1 point for Tottenham, two points for Chelsea, and share the 3 points in this way. But if somebody deserves to win, it's clearly us, because we were very good.
You chose to play Hazard in a different role today, and no Diego Costa. How do you think he got on?
I think he was fantastic. Not just him, everybody. Every one of the four attacking players, they got into scoring positions. Hazard has a header in the first half. If he's 1 centimeter taller, he scores. He's a great action and a great header. The shot in the second half is tremendous, save by Lloris. William was in positions. Pedro was in positions. Oscar was in position. So the team, without Diego, the team was brilliant in the movement and in the confidence. So, a bit disappointed, yes, because one goal, you win this game.
And what is the situation with Diego Costa? Is he fit? We saw him sort of semi-warming up at the end of the game and then sort of fighting with his bib as he was trying to get ready to come on or not come on. What was the situation?
No, the situation is that he's a player like everyone else. Hazard was on the bench before, and he was a player of the season. Fabregas was on the bench. Pedro was on the bench. John Terry, the captain, was on the bench. So if everybody goes on the bench, why not a player that has to improve? So no problems. I was just looking for performances, and we had performances.
Well, you certainly got that today. 3 clean sheets now in 8 days. Does that give you a performance on which to build, a platform on which to build?
Yeah. Not just the clean sheets, but also the way you get the clean sheets, because you can get clean sheets because your goalkeeper makes phenomenal saves. We got clean sheets with a stable goalkeeper, but with a team that was really stable and defending very well. And today we defended with 10 players. The moment we lose the ball, 10 players were focused on the recovering of the ball or in recovering spaces to close down. So I'm really happy with the team performance. I repeat, I think the boys deserve a bit more.
Jose, you said a few weeks ago when results weren't going your way that your side weren't prepared mentally for if something went wrong for them during a game. Slowly but surely, is the confidence returning, and that if you do have to go through these moments?
We still feel that, because the way we were playing in the last 20 minutes of the first half, we were frustrated that we couldn't score a goal and be in front. And in this kind of big matches, when you have a chance like the one Hazard had, you are disappointed, because normally you score and you win. So again, things are not going in our favor. We are not a golden team in this moment with golden luck, but the team is coming. The team is here, and in December we have 3 matches at home. We go to Man United and Leicester, 2 matches that we want to go and play, because they are 2 of the top teams in the championship. So great motivation for the December month, and I think a good day off tomorrow for the boys.
Are you conscious of where you are on the sideline? Because often, if for example, there was an Eden Hazard chase back 50 metres to make sure that Tottenham couldn't get a cross in, you leapt off the bench, you were applauding him. That seemed to happen regularly during the game, almost if you yourself are actively trying to bring more confidence.
The players, they were fantastic, and Eden was an example of that. Pedro was on the floor, the referee didn't see, the referee didn't stop the game. Tottenham didn't want to see, so they kept going, and Walker is in a dangerous position, and Eden makes that effort. So the players on the bench, I think they also see that. And when they want to play, I think this is the kind of commitment we need.
Is next week a big one for Diego Costa in terms of his Chelsea career and having left him out? You're going to monitor what his reaction is like in training?
You know, Diego trains well every day. I have no problems with his behavior. He trains always well. He has always a good attitude in training. I think that is not going to change next week.